is out.
Human beings behind bars in Florida, just Florida, for drug crimes.
Out of a total inmate population of how much?
I could not get that information. The Florida Department of Corrections website requires you to put one search command in, some sort of thing to search for. So I haven't figured out a way to ascertain that particular information.
And that's just at the state prisons in Florida.
Yeah, is this only for prisons? I'm not sure
about
that.
That's not the county and the city.
This may include jail. Let me see if Sarasota County Jail is in here. No, it doesn't include jail.
So that is just the state prisons.
Correct.
Not counting people in counties. Not counting anybody in a federal prison in Florida.
That's right.
Just the state-run prisons in Florida.
Yeah. For those of you just tuning in, we are talking about the war on drugs. And what started the whole conversation was last hour, a story that came from TheAtlantic.com, which has some really great stories about the insane war on drugs. John Horner, he's 46 years old. He's going to be in prison for pretty much the rest of his life till he's about 72. He had lost his eye in 2000, so it wasn't bad enough that the dude lost his eye. They went ahead and had to put him in prison because he sold some prescription pills to an informant who was trying himself to get off on some drug charges. The informant, by the way, was facing 15 years in prison, and because he snitched out this guy, the 46-year-old father here, because he snitched him out, he only had to go to prison for 18 months. And now that guy's out. And this other guy who hasn't harmed anybody, wasn't accused of harming anybody in this case, is going to spend a long time behind bars. 40,000 plus, more than 40,000 people, are in a similar situation. They are in prison in Florida for drug-related crimes. That's a lot of people who could be doing productive things with their time. But instead, they just have to sit in a cage until they're released. And then, of course, once they're released, then things don't get much easier for them. Yeah, it's nice to not be in the cage anymore, but you've now got a felony charge hanging over your head. You've got that I'm a felon thing that you have to deal with whenever you're trying to go and get work somewhere. So actually working in the real productive economy becomes more difficult because people have preconceived notions about what a felon is. Oh, he's a felon. He must be bad. Yeah. Not necessarily. So you're welcome to give us your thoughts on this issue here or bring up anything that might happen to be on your mind at 855-453. Coming up, I want to talk about the morality of this, Daryl, and you've got a related piece. The first, Mike, is in Myrtle Beach. And, Mike, you're probably listening to WRNN out there. Hey, what's on your mind?
Oh, just curious. I completely agree with you guys on the fact that we should not be the government should not be so involved in the war on drugs because it's just costing way too much, causing way too much stress and heartache on families over the situation. My biggest question is how do you feel about the same legislation on gun control? I mean, really, you're saying if they make drugs, you know, illegal, people don't have problems getting drugs. So at this point, if they make guns illegal, what's going to keep people from getting guns?
Not a damn thing, and they shouldn't be making guns illegal. If you have a right to bear arms, you should be able to bear whatever arms you want, whether it's a knife or a gun or a club or, you know, a sword, whatever you think is appropriate to keep you and your loved ones safe. And so you're absolutely right. If they ban firearms or ban magazines or whatever it is they end up banning, it'll just go underground and it'll become something that is handled by criminals rather than your local friendly gun store operator. And guns won't go away, of course.
And there are a lot of people already that are prohibited from owning guns because of the aforementioned felonies. But those people find ways to get the guns anyway.
Sure.
Yep. No, I completely agree with you guys. I'm actually just on the road and just happened to hear that piece about the guy going to jail over selling some prescription drugs to another, and I just felt like it was needed to be mentioned. You know, it's not the war on drugs has not stopped anybody from doing it.
Absolutely not. Not only has it not stopped anyone, the war on drugs has been unsuccessful at preventing drugs from getting into prisons.
Yes.
So, I mean, you know, if you want to talk to this guy who called earlier, he was talking about how, you know, conservatives shouldn't agree with or shouldn't disagree with the war on drugs. Of course, we're not necessarily conservatives, nor are we liberals. But, you know, the conservatives should be aware that their prisons that they put these people in for drugs do not keep the drugs out. In fact, drugs are plentiful in prisons, though you do have to pay quite a bit of money to acquire them. They are all available there. And so if the government can't keep drugs out of its own secure correctional facilities, then there's no way the government will ever successfully stop drugs from coming into the country and into people's hands.
Especially when the CIA imports a lot of the cocaine to begin with.
Yeah,
Mike, anything
really
else you want to share?
Do you not think that that's part of the reason we're in Afghanistan?
I think that's there's a lot of real good, I think, evidence. I mean, we've actually heard from people who've been over there that have claimed to have guarded poppy fields for the specific purpose of guarding heroin production. So, yeah, I think that's realistic. And there's been a long history over many decades of the U.S. military, you know, people in the military using their ability to move things back and forth to import drugs. So it's certainly nothing new what's going on in Afghanistan. And, Mike, here's what I'd suggest. If you're looking for a fun documentary, a friend of the show, Michael Dean from the Freedom Fiends, made Guns and Weed. And so if you can appreciate that both of those things should be legal, then you probably would enjoy it. It might be something fun to show to family and friends who might be on the fence on one or the other of those issues, because I think Guns and Weed is a documentary that really ties both of those things together, and I think it ties it together in the way that, like, the gun-toting conservative could understand why they should stand up for the rights of the pot-smoking hippie, and vice versa. The pot-smoking hippie should understand why they should stand up for the rights of the gun-toting individual as well. So if we all would just stand up for each other in our freedoms, then maybe we'd have more of it.
Excellent. Hey, if you guys ever make it into Southwest Virginia, Floyd is a great place to stop in, and it actually hits right on that subject of gun-toting conservatives and pot-smoking hippies that get along.
What is Floyd? Is it a town?
It's a town, Floyd, yes.
Okay.
They actually have a music festival there, Floyd Fest, which is becoming rather popular.
Oh, cool.
But, I own a small restaurant there. Y'all should definitely make it by and
right on.
Witness the little free liberties going on. But,
thanks for the invite, Mike. I appreciate hearing from you, and thanks for the call tonight. At 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I try not to leave New Hampshire, but every now and then I have to for business. And, try not to leave New Hampshire.
Yeah.
Can you open carry in Virginia? I should have asked him that.
I don't know. I could go to opencarry.org and take a look.
Not that I would do that, but some people do, and I support their right to do it. 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Also, you can reach us on Skype. I haven't mentioned that yet. We've got Skype. You can connect with us there at username lrn.fm. So there's a piece here that's also from The Atlantic, which is where our initial story was from, about the war on drugs and the morality of it all. And, Daryl, I think you wanted to share that with us.
Yeah, so the story is titled, "The War on Drugs is Far More Immoral Than Most Drug Use," and the subtitle is, "A Prohibitionist Says Libertarians Dismiss Moral Considerations When They Call for Legalization. The Truth is Quite the Opposite." In the Washington Post, Peter Weiner advises the Republican Party to reassert itself as the anti-drug legalization party, saying, quote, "One of the main deterrents to drug use is because it is illegal. If drugs become legal, their price will go down and use will go up."
Ridiculous. Before we go on, I just want to call that out for what it is. It is not a deterrent that it is illegal. People all over the place are smoking cannabis. We're in the Eastern time zone. It's 8:15 at night. There are people all across the world who are lighting up a Saturday night spliff or a Sunday morning spliff, and people everywhere are doing this under prohibition. The idea that more people or any statistically significant amount more would do it in the absence of prohibition is silly, and there's numbers to back it up from the Netherlands, where they actually have semi-legalized cannabis. And yes, for a short period of time, usage did spike up a little.
little.
But it actually went down below where it was during Prohibition after that. Because it doesn't have the same appeal once it's legal. It's not sexy. It's not forbidden anymore. It's Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Have you considered getting some storable food for emergency situations? Emergencies can take many forms. Weather, blackouts, unemployment, fiscal collapse, just to name a few. You know when emergency is going to strike. You just don't know when. Stored food is a basic form of insurance for you and your family. And cost-effective insurance at that. The Legacy Premium brand can get you 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free food for as little as $1.53 a meal. That is, on average, half of the cost of their competition. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the chart that compares Legacy Premium to their competition. Legacy Premium is the best. They've got an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. Vegetarian and gluten-free options, they are the best in price, storability, and taste. Free shipping on all orders. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the comparison chart and the great specials. It's food.freetalklive.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have on our site. You get to actually create the content if you would like. Go to freetalklive.com and you can add stuff to the site. And stuff can be anything. It can be a link to a video, a blog post, a news item, whatever you think we'll enjoy, whatever you think our listeners would appreciate, because it's all about getting the listeners to vote something you've submitted up. So if what you submit gets enough votes upwards, then it will be added to the front page of the website. So please head on over to freetalklive.com to get interactive there. Once again, freetalklive.com. With you tonight, it is Ian.
And Daryl.
So we've been talking about the war on drugs. You don't have to go there necessarily. If you don't want to, you can bring up anything that you want. We're going to continue with your calls, and then we'll keep talking about the morality, or the lack thereof, about the war on drugs here in moments. But Eileen is on the line, listening to KOAL in Utah. Hey, Eileen. Do we have Eileen? Or is it Eileen?
Eileen.
Eileen, okay. Got it right the first time. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, we just had a similar situation here, and the guy, you know, father of six, and he sold maybe 40 drugs, but he has bail for like $150,000, and it even made the state news.
Hmm.
And he was a county worker, and it's like, wow, you know, for 40 pills.
So what kind of punishment is he facing there? In Florida, this guy went to prison for 25 years. What's this guy looking at? And Utah.
Yeah, he hasn't went to court yet.
Mm-hmm.
But his, you know, they said he's bailed for $150,000. I thought, for 40 pills, that's pretty bad, you know.
It is. It's horrifying. And really, it's nothing more than a protection racket for the doctors. I mean, basically, they don't want anybody but their official people dealing their drugs. If you don't have their official permission slip, then they take that pretty seriously.
Mm-hmm. And this guy was the same way. He thought it was just a friend. He was helping out a friend, apparently, and because he was a county worker, it's just, you know, went ballistic. So
I appreciate you sharing that, Eileen. So then you're with us then in the war on drugs?
Oh, definitely.
Right on. Anything else you want to share tonight?
Nope, that's it. You guys are wonderful.
Thank you. I appreciate hearing from you, and thanks for listening. 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line.
So, Ian, I just found a number for you.
Okay.
Unfortunately, it's a couple years old, but it's the most recent number put out by the Florida Department of Corrections.
Gotcha.
102,319. That is
prisoners.
The total inmate population, or that was at the end of fiscal year 2010-2011, 102,319 total inmates in the Florida State Correction or Department of Corrections.
Right, in the prisons.
And you said 40,000 of those, so roughly 40% of inmates in state-run prisons in Florida are in for drugs.
Let me clarify, though, that the drug search that I did is going to show up for anyone that has a drug crime on their reason why they're in. So if they, you know, if they possess some sort of drug while they actually committed a real crime, that would be included in that 40,000 number. But just want to make sure that we're clear on that. But then again, a lot of people who commit violent, real crimes in the, you know, for the reason of getting money to buy drugs would not have committed those crimes if drugs were legal. Because if drugs were legal, the thing that politician says in the beginning of the Atlantic piece that we'll share more with you here in a moment, you know, if drugs were legal, the price would go down. That much I agree with that politician on. That is true. If drugs were legal and you didn't have to go to the black market and deal with criminals in order to purchase them, you could sell them openly in open competition with other stores and other locations that are selling similar products, then the prices would come down. Some say that marijuana, the price of marijuana is 5,000%, you know, inflated over what it should be. And if you look at, you can go and look at what a bag of tobacco costs in the store, just rolling tobacco. A pound of that's like $12 or something ridiculous. You know, you can't find pounds of marijuana for much lower than $1,000. So that's a tremendous increase, and that's the cheaper stuff. Other pounds of marijuana you'd be spending $5,000 on.
That is absolutely ridiculous.
It's a plant. Yeah, it's ridiculous because it's a plant, and it's a very hardy plant that will grow in some pretty seriously difficult conditions.
That's why they call it weed, because exactly. It will grow anywhere.
Yep, let's continue with your calls and your thoughts. We go to the pizza guy in Fargo, North Dakota. You're on Free Talk Live.
Life is one of the most limited resources we have, and when they take that away from you and put you in a cage, that's just such a ghastly thing to do. One of the lines I really like is, we built these cages for people we're afraid of, and now we're just putting people we're mad at in them, or something along those lines. I think.
Well, of course, I'm not included in, you know, I'm not mad at these guys. I think they're doing whatever they want to do, and that's their business.
I didn't build the cage.
Right.
So I'm not part of that we, but.
I get your point, though.
I think it is important, though. Some drugs are, you know, terrible and harmful and oughtn't be around, you know, like methamphetamine or crocodile. But I think the problem we run into is that we conflate the idea of having the society we want and having the society we can have.
Did Sitting you say crocodile?
Crocodile. That's the Russian, it's a Russian invention. Heroin has become super hard to get over there. And so just like methamphetamine is the answer to the prohibition on cocaine, crocodile is the answer to the prohibition of heroin. And that's actually rather to my point, is that we can fantasize about what kind of world we want, and a lot of people like to sit around and believe they are gods, saying, well, you know, the world should be in this way, and they want to picture it as some magical flying Pegasus on a rainbow. But sometimes when you go together to try to actually build something like that, all you end up with is a mangled horse with double wings tapered to the side of it. You don't really get what you're looking for, and that's what we have, is good intentions, but they always come out this way, and that's where people need to learn to draw that line. Just because you can imagine it doesn't mean that it's possible.
Yeah, absolutely true. I mean, I imagine a world in which people respect others' choices and leave everybody alone, and that makes me, you know, a silly utopian, apparently. But I don't want to force my viewpoint on anyone, and that's where the whole problem comes in. You may indeed have a vision for the world that is absolutely wonderful, but as soon as you try to force other people to mold themselves and their beliefs and their, you know, things they want to do into that vision, then you start getting unintended consequences, and things get really messy and nasty, and that's what we've got today.
So, Pizza Guy, it sounds like you want to end part of the drug war, but not the entire thing. Is that?
I don't get that from Pizza Guy. But go ahead, Pizza Guy.
In my perfect world, most drugs would be illegal, and also food over a certain calorie size would be illegal. But I know that my perfect world is impossible, and so I don't believe in using the state because I've seen the effects it creates.
So, do you deliver a lot of pizza to people with the munchies?
I deliver a lot of pizza to myself with the munchies, are you kidding?
Thanks for the call, Pizza Guy. Appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. More coming up here. Your calls, welcome. You can talk about this issue or anything you want. Also, connect with us on Skype as well. We've got username lrn.fm for your use. More coming up. This is the live Saturday version of Free Talk Live.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid gland? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off your teeth both as a vapor and as metal particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 75 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh, raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. LifeStraw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. LifeStraw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. LifeStraw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing LifeStraw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Sea Vault, 20 sea varieties for only $37.95, Tatler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. You can dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Also, connect on Skype at username lrn.fm. With you here, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
And you can get shiny badges over at shinybadges.com. They're embossed, die-struck metal with a lustrous jewelry-like finish. These things are very sharp. You're even wearing one on your jacket, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
These are not buttons, they're a statement, and they went viral at the Liberty Forum recently with buyers like the Bitcoin guys, Jeffrey Tucker, and even Derek J. And, by the way, shinybadges.com does accept silver, Bitcoin, and for a limited time, even Federal Reserve notes. So go and get yourself some cool badges and support Liberty openly on your clothing or your bag or wherever it is you like to put buttons and badges and things like that. So go to shinybadges.com. Also, shiny badges are the creation of Dobby Barker, who is the Muslim agorist and also the author of Voluntary Islam.
Yes.
What is it?
Voluntary Islam is a book where Dobby pretty much explains how Islam is compatible with libertarianism and how libertarianism is compatible with Islam, while also taking a look at some of the recent political movements, the Tea Party, the Arab Spring, and the Occupy movement.
It's an excellent book thus far. I am in the middle of reading it, and for a lot of people out there, they don't know anything about what Muslims think or believe. And, of course, there are a bunch of different Muslims, and they think different things, and it's very interesting. So you can go to shop.fpp.cc to order a copy of Voluntary Islam and other great liberty-oriented books.
Yes.
So let's continue with you and your thoughts. We go to Brian in our very own Keene, New Hampshire, listening to Liberty 94.3. Hello, Brian.
Hey, how you doing?
What's on your mind?
Well, you guys were talking about the prison system and the drug system before, and I actually just got out of our lovely establishment here in this lovely state of New Hampshire.
The prison?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, boy.
I did 3.5 years for driving.
Oh, man.
I drove, you know, New Hampshire. I mean, New Hampshire's a small, rural, rude area. They don't have a lot of taxi cabs. You know, they don't have the transportation MA buses like Boston, subways, stuff like that. So, make a long story short, you had to drive. You had to drive to go to work. So, of course, I got caught driving 4 times after suspension, and then you're considered a habitual offender.
Habitual, yep.
So, I got caught, but this time, and did 3.5 years in our system just for driving. Just for driving.
And you, I bet you weren't the only one in there for that either.
Oh, no. I mean, the state of New Hampshire is, I would say, half the population in there is in there for what I did.
It's insane. And I know this is true because I've not been to prison in New Hampshire, but I have been to jail. And I was in jail with a guy who was there for a year for, again, driving while suspended, while a habitual offender. And it's ridiculous. I mean, the guy was trying to go to work. He was trying to feed his family. He hadn't hurt anybody, and it's just absolutely outrageous. And, you know, especially in a place that calls itself the Live Free or Die State, it's a joke.
Right, exactly. And then, you know, and that was my situation. I had to drive. I mean, I didn't have a choice. Yeah, I'm not saying I shouldn't have been punished. I should have been punished because, I mean, you know, you're breaking the law, and I understand that.
No, but I don't think you should have been punished. That's a bad law. You weren't hurting
you
anybody.
You had absolutely no identifiable victim.
Did you while driving, slam into other cars or anything like that? I don't think so, right?
I actually got pulled over for a taillight. I didn't have, I guess one of my taillights were blown out. That was the offender charge.
This is one of the viewpoints that I encountered when I was in jail, was a lot of the guys in there felt like they should be in there because, well, I did break the law. Well, the laws are terrible, and so if you haven't hurt anybody else, no, you shouldn't, you don't belong in a cage. You and all those other guys in there, unless you actually hurt another human being, don't belong to be in a cage, and don't beat yourself up. It's the system that's bad. It's the police that did the wrong thing. It's the prosecution that did the wrong thing. It's the court, the judge that did the wrong thing in that case. Did you take a plea deal, by the way?
Yeah, of course. You know, you got to do the plea deal. If I didn't do the plea deal, I was going to be like 4.5 to 7 for driving.
I have to wonder what a jury would have thought about that. Because I'm a huge advocate of not taking a plea deal and taking things to trial. And if you're facing 7 years in prison for driving, I really have to wonder, you know.
They don't let you tell the jury what your potential punishment is, though.
You can tell the jury that, but then the judge will say something like, jury, you need to disregard what that man just said. But you can't really erase what has been said.
True.
And, you know, we've got a friend, Brian, who's going to be going to court here in town next week, actually, on some cannabis distribution charges. And I like standing out in front of those courthouses with signage that says something like, you know, 40 years for selling a plant, you know, just to show that to all the potential jurors that are walking into the building on that day, to let them know that they're putting someone's lives in their hands, or their life in their hands, and they need to know what the real consequences could be of them finding someone like that guilty. So it would be interesting to see what happens if somebody actually took a driving charge in New Hampshire to a jury. But I'm glad that you're finally out, and what sort of are you on probation? What's your situation now?
Well, yeah, now I'm currently on parole for another 4 years. To make the situation even funnier, I know we're doing, you know, you guys are talking about the drug situation and stuff like that. Here's a man doing 3.5 years for driving. Didn't hurt anybody. Was driving to work, taillight out. You got men in there for sex offenders.
Yep.
Okay. And they're getting out in a year and a half. A year and a half.
Yeah.
Here's somebody that touched a child. And they get less time than somebody that was driving to work.
That's how insane the system is, and I'd like to make sure that we want to clarify how crazy this is, because basically what you did, Brian, the state considers to be a worse crime. The state isn't really that concerned about people hurting other people or molesting children. They're really concerned about people disobeying their edicts, and you didn't do what they told you to do, and so therefore, in their eyes, you're a worse criminal because you were disobedient, and you went ahead and you lived your life like a free human being, and you didn't need them, and you just went ahead and did what you wanted to do, and they hate that.
Oh, yeah, of course they hate that. And, you know, and the matter's even better is per year the state facility gets $33,000 to $36,000 to house each individual each individual inmate, okay? So before you get released, you go to a program called MSU. And then from MSU, you go to a halfway house, which they have two. They have one in Manchester, and they have one in Concord. And that's prior to 6 months to 8 months of you getting out of prison. The halfway house is designed for you to go out there and find a job and get back on your feet. So anyway, they've already gotten paid the $33,000 to $36,000 to house you for that year. Then they send you to the halfway house, which you have to pay for. You have to pay $89 a week to live there.
A week. So you barely have enough to put food in your mouth at those kinds of rates. So what other sort of restrictions are placed on you being on parole?
Obviously, no driving. You know,
right.
No drinking, no using drugs. Which I didn't really use drugs anyway.
And isn't it the equivalent kind of to probation in that they can come in and like search your house anytime they want to?
Of course, they can do all that, but actually, yeah. Parole is a lot easier than probation.
That's what I've heard.
You know, they know you've already been there, so you're not scared to go back because you know what it's like. This mess. So being on parole is actually a lot easier. And to make matters even more funnier, I went and checked into my parole officer several days ago, and he goes, "Hey, would you like to do a quick survey for to get a $20 Dunkin' Donuts gift certificate card?" I'm like, "Sure, why not?" So here's the state giving me a $20 donut gift certificate card for doing a survey, 20 question survey on have you used drugs in the past 20 days. Yeah, I'm going to tell my parole officer on the survey.
Right.
In the past 20 days.
Just so you can get $20 at Dunkin' Donuts, you can go back to prison. Hey, thanks for the call, Brian. I appreciate hearing from you, and thanks for the story, because your story is not unusual.
Nope.
When I was in that jail, there were plenty of people in there for driving, for drug possession, drug selling. There were not very many violent people in the wing that I was in at all. And by the way, the guys that were in there for DUI were in there for much less time than the guy that was in there for driving without government permission. 855-450-FREE, you can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
After I turned 40, my body started changing. I didn't feel as attractive as I used to. I started experiencing hot flashes, but the weight gain, that was the worst, especially the belly fat.
I started taking Ambrin, and I finally lost the weight. It was so easy. I feel as beautiful today at 50 as I did when I was 30.
Thank goodness for Ambrin. It rebalances your hormones naturally, which relieves the symptoms of hormonal imbalance in menopause, like weight gain, hot flashes, fatigue, low libido, and more. Ambrin is the advanced all-natural formula, clinically shown to cause weight loss in women over 40, with no big change in lifestyle required.
Ambrin definitely made me feel energetic and sexy again.
For a limited time, you can try Ambrin risk-free and get a 30-day supply free. Free supplies are limited, so be one of the first callers right now at 1-800-922-3170. 1-800-922-3170. That's 1-800-922-3170.
The coming financial collapse is real. The subsequent social unrest will happen. Even if you made it out of suburbia alive, where would you take your family? Act now to secure your survival retreat in the American Redoubt with the experts at SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. The American Redoubt is the designated safe haven for all liberty-minded patriots relocating to Idaho, Montana, and Wyoming. Get eyes, ears, and boots on the ground. Get professional, confidential, discreet advice. Get SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. Call 208-627-2855. Save time, money, and stress while you secure your ultimate survival retreat property now, before it's too late. Water, energy, food, defense. SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey Water Filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
As many as 7.5 million Americans have psoriasis, and many of them suffer in silence, hiding their itching, flaking, and discomfort. If you're living with psoriasis, your new life begins now when you call for a risk-free trial of Seroderm. Seroderm provides fast topical relief of skin psoriasis. Seroderm helps to stop the itching, irritation, redness, and flaking caused by your psoriasis. Even if you've tried everything else, even if you've suffered for years, imagine living without discomfort and embarrassment, and without wearing long clothes to hide your psoriasis. We're so confident you'll love your skin after using Seroderm that we're offering it risk-free. But you have to call now.
Just call 1-800-207-3483. That's 1-800-207-3483. Try Seroderm risk-free. Just call 1-800-207-3483. That's 1-800-207-3483.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. We're here to take your phone calls about whatever you want. Though if you're trying to call in now, you're probably SOL because our phones are loaded. If you are on the line, be patient. We will get to your thoughts, your calls here in moments. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. That number is brought to you by SACL CAI. The we in the studio tonight is Ian.
And Daryl.
And you can go to freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features that we share with you. Their archives are available. You can click and download as many episodes as you like, going back for years. All of it free at freetalklive.com. If you like the fact that we give you the archives, then maybe you want to voluntarily support the show. One of the ways you can do that is by shopping with us. You go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Free Talk Live will get a portion of your purchase price. There are links to Amazon there. There's Amazon Canada, Amazon UK, Amazon US, of course. You click into the right Amazon for you and then get your shopping taken care of. Check out and have the stuff delivered to you, and it's your regular Amazon shopping experience. You're just starting through our affiliate link, so Free Talk Live gets a cut of the sale. Start your shopping at shop.freetalklive.com. And coming up May 17th through the 19th, it is Bitcoin 2013, the future of payments. If you are as jazzed up about Bitcoin as I am, then you definitely need to be in San Jose, which is where Free Talk Live is going to be. We're going to be broadcasting live on the West Coast for the first time ever. And that's exciting for me, but it's going to be even more exciting to be around all these cool Bitcoin people who are really visionary and way smarter than any of the hosts of this show are at Bitcoin. Like Mark and I, we know a thing or two about Bitcoin, but the people at the Bitcoin convention are the right people to talk to. They're the pioneers from Coinbase, Nerd Tribe, and Facebook, as well as BitInstant. They'll be signaling the future for Bitcoins, and education, networking, and opportunities never imagined will be there for the bold. Seize the future. This is going to be an excellent networking event. Bitcoin 2013, the future of payments. Sign up now. Bitcoin2013.com. Again, it's May 17th through the 19th in San Jose at the San Jose Convention Center and the hotels immediately surrounding it. It's going to be a blast. Bitcoin2013.com. As we go back to the phones and to the fun, we've got Joseph on the line in New Jersey. Joseph, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight, Joseph?
I just had a question. You know, I know there really exists nowhere an actual free market, But how, what do you think about people that say that the free market takes care of itself, but every BP station is still filled with cars, Monsanto is still so popular, Walmart, you know, essentially, which is just, you know, empowering China, is so popular. It's sad, but I don't think that, you know, given, you know, I don't think people could really make those a lot of decisions for themselves. I think it's better when you have committees, not necessarily our government, but committees where, you know, you decide what's the best use of this land. I don't think it's just, oh, I own this land, therefore I make the rules.
Well, what you
just put the power to oppress people in the private corporation's hands instead of the government. I'd rather have the government oppress people than the corporation. Same thing.
Well, what you're describing with Walmart and BP and some of the other companies, they would not be as powerful as they are had governments not given them special privileges and limited their liabilities in cases of disaster, such as the the Deep Horizon's oil spill, where the federal government had limited, back when Exxon had the Valdez, they limited by federal legislation the amount of money that would be required by an oil company to pay should there be a disaster.
And that's just one of many examples of how the government is inherently tied in with these corporations. In fact, the corporations themselves wouldn't exist. I'm not saying businesses wouldn't exist, but corporations as a concept are a legal construction that are empowered by the government to protect people who run these businesses from liability for their actions. So on one hand, you say that you want the government to make decisions, but you can't separate the government from these corporations because they're tied into each other.
No, and our government is totally owned by the corporations. So
how are you
going to
change that?
No, it seems that we have two bad choices: either have a corrupt government in charge, or have these companies that the corrupt government grew.
No, that's not the choice.
Those are the two false choices. The third legitimate choice is that you own yourself and you decide what to do with your property, and there is no big, giant, mega corporation that controls you. Because absent governments, corporations would not exist.
Right. Well, one of the reasons why these corporations are so entrenched is because of the government regulations that protect them from competition. So these big companies, it's easy for them to do business when little guys can't come into the trade, they can't enter the industry and bring fresh ideas, innovation, new concepts to the table, lower their prices, bring a better product forward. These things are all prohibited by law because the existing companies want to prevent newbies from entering the marketplace. Without the government there to prevent those newbies from coming in, then we would have new ideas and new companies springing up all the time, keeping these other guys from getting too large as they currently are today.
I agree with all that in theory, but since there isn't a reset button, you know, how do you, since everything is owned, there's really nothing that's not owned already. So is it just whoever owns everything now, that's just the way it stands? I mean, there's really no reset button. There's not really going to be a violent revolution here. You know, so what is a real solution? Because people aren't even smart enough to just vote with their dollar. I mean, look what people buy. Look at the most popular food in this country. People are so ignorant. They don't care about the simple things what they eat.
This is a common view, by the way, of someone who believes in the state, is that, well, I know what's best for everybody, and so we should have me and my committee members decide how people should run their lives. Look, people don't make the same decisions that I would make, and some of them I agree with and some of them I don't, but it's none of my business what they choose to do with their life and they choose to do with their freedom and their money, and I'm not going to enforce my way on them, even if I think my way might be the right way. If I want people to adopt my way of doing things, then I should be persuasive. I should come up with good reasons why they should adopt those things. I should provide incentives for them to adopt those ideas. But to use force just creates unintended consequences and makes things worse.
It could create freedom, though. I mean, a lot of people will think a national park's not freedom, but I think a national park's more freedom having the government in charge of it than if it was a mining company and they said, no one could go here because you don't
own
this
land. Why do you ignore the fact that individuals can come together and buy things? If you want to have a park, you and other concerned individuals, check out the Nature Conservancy, they do it all the time, can get together and buy some land and make a park out of it and then take care of it in the way that you think is best.
There are there are a lot of private zoos. Just look at the Georgia Aquarium that's right next door to the Coca-Cola Museum. Then in Chattanooga, there's the big giant Tennessee Aquarium that are for profit that people go and pay $15, $20, $30 to go look at a bunch of different fish. So you could have museums and parks and zoos and run them for profit and have it be done a lot more efficiently than what government does.
Or run it for no profit. Run it for a charity. It doesn't matter. I don't care how you run it, as long as I'm not forced by the threat of violence to pay for it. And really, that's what it comes down to. You can have a committee and make decisions for yourself so long as you're not forcing your decisions on me. Because I wouldn't do that to you.
Yeah,
can't
but,
you respect
but if you're
me
a company and you just happen to be a rich company that owns, you know, half the land in a state, you are forcing your decision on me. You're saying because I have this, you know, haphazard wealth, now I'm in charge of all this land. You know, I think what about each person is entitled to a certain percentage of the land?
The only reason the companies get large enough to own that much land is because of the special protections that are given to them by government. Where I'm from in Birmingham, Alabama, the city gave Walmart a large chunk of land that was valued at, I believe it was $3 million, then gave them tax benefits and some cash to move 3 miles from where they had a location into the city of Birmingham. So when that sort of thing happens, that is why Walmart is able to get so big, because that happens all over the country. And it's not just Walmart that happens for. Governments use eminent domain all the time to put businesses in certain places, because the business will then create more tax revenue than the houses that were there. So remove the benefits that are given to corporations by governments, and then remove the government that creates the corporation to begin with,
right,
and then limits their liability, and then allows this too-big-to-fail mentality.
But if somebody owns a big...
I agree, but there's a fatal flaw in your plan, because everything that you're complaining that, quote-unquote, government did, it's not actually government that did that. It's money. It's pressure from whether it's...
No, it was a group of legislators, or it was a city council that did that. The dollar bills did not cast a vote.
The corporations that pay their bills, though.
The dollar bills did not cast a vote.
The thing you're missing, Joseph, is I'm not forced to pay these corporations unless the government forces me to pay taxes that they then hand over to the corporations. If the government goes away, I don't have to do business with these evil corporations that you detest so much, and neither do you. And you're not forced to do business with them, so just do business with the people that you like. Thanks for the call, and what I'd recommend you do is check out the excellent book by Dr. Mary Ruart, Healing Our World, which I think addresses a lot of these issues in detail and does a good job of showing how a world without the state would be far more compassionate, and people who are poor and would have a better chance at creating businesses and wealth for themselves. Hour 3 is next. Free Talk Live.
The year is 2118, and today's international disputes and frictions have become meaningless. Or have they? Even as humanity masters faster-than-light travel, first contact with aggressive aliens reminds Earth that history is always prelude, and that a global house divided against itself cannot stand. Wall Street Journal best-selling author Dr. Charles E. Gannon creates an action-adventure thriller where humanity will be forced to unite in order to fight fire with fire. Fire with Fire is a paperback available from all major retailers by Bain Books.
Are you as excited about Bitcoins as I am? Then you need to be where Free Talk Live is going to be. In San Jose on May 17th through 19th at Bitcoin 2013, the future of payments. You can be in front or behind the wave of change. Bitcoin pioneers from Coinbase, NerdTribe, and Facebook will signal the future for Bitcoins. Education, networking, and opportunities never imagined will be there for the bold. Seize the future. The future of payments. Sign up now. Bitcoin2013.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.